Again, it's my pleasure to be here today, and we had a good time together. I enjoy very much the fellowship with you, and I am really feel I am among my family. You are our family. You are our brothers and sisters in Christ's faith, and since I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, I consider the born-again Christian my brothers and sisters, because I lost my family after I accepted the Lord. And I am very happy to be with you, and I am looking to have a good time tonight, fellowship, and studying how to witness to Muslims. And I hope that every one of you have a benefit from the seminar yesterday and today. I like to read just one verse from the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16. Before we start to talk about witnessing to Muslims, I think all of us, we know very well this verse, but I like this verse very much. It is related to my life and related to my ministry, because I believe in the power of the gospel. And Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God into salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And may the Lord bless his word. Let us bow our heads again and pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come to thee in this evening to praise thy wonderful name, to thank thee for thy goodness in our life. Lord, I thank thee for this wonderful opportunity to be with my brothers and sisters in this lovely church. Lord, I ask thee to guide our thoughts and guide our seminar, and help us to have a zeal and burden to reach the unsaved people, especially the Muslims, those people who came from their homeland to reside in this country and start a new life. Help us to be good friends to them, love them, and share with them the good news. Lord, I ask thee to bless this time of service, bless everything we will say, and bless this church and bless the ministry of this church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We study yesterday and today several parts of the seminar. We talk about history of Islam yesterday and the belief, and also this morning we talk about the pillars in Sunday school, and plus Jesus in the Quran and the service worship. And tonight we will go to the steps which we need to use it when we meet any Muslims, what we need to do, what we need to use. And this is very, very important. We believe in the power of the gospel, but we need to know what is the effective way to reach the Muslims. The first things we need to study about Islam, to study the culture, to study the belief, and to study about little bit about their traditions, what is their faith, and that's very important to study, because if we do not study about them, that will bring to us a lot of problems, you know, in the ministry to Muslims, because we need to know what is their culture, what is their language, what is their, even if you do not know the Arabic language, there is no need to know the Arabic language to witness to Muslims, because most of the Muslims who live in America, they know the English, especially the new generation. And you can talk with them in English, but you need to study the belief and the culture. And we study already Yesterday they believe, we know what the Muslim believe. They believe in one God, they believe in the angels, they believe in the books, they believe in the prophets, in the day of judgment, and the belief, and plus the culture. You need to know what is their culture, what they like, what they don't like, something like that. The second thing is we need to be open to the opportunities to witness. Try to use every minute you meet a Muslim to open a dialogue with him or to talk with him about the love of God, about Jesus Christ, about your testimony, and how the Lord changed your life. Be open to the opportunities to witness. And this is very important, that we use every opportunity to witness to them, and because we do not know if we can meet them in the future or not, but we need to be open. Love them sincerely. As I mentioned this morning, the most important things break the heart of the Muslim is the love of God. And the love of God is missing in Islam. If you read the Quran, you cannot find God is love. Like the Muslims, they have 99 names of, they called it excellent names of God. But you cannot find God is love. God, in the Quran, he do not like the sinners. He is not God of love. And we need most of everything that to love them sincerely and be genuine friend. Build a bridge of confidence with them. Relationship. Help them to trust you. Try to be good friend to them. Share with them if they have some problem or if they have some difficulties, and tell them that you pray for them. And but we need to love them very sincerely. If we do not love anybody, we cannot witness to him. We need to know that. If we have a prejudice in our heart toward Muslims, we need to ask the Lord to get rid of that so that we can be loving people to them. Love them sincerely from all your heart, and try to be a genuine friend. Like what we mean by genuine friend, always meet with them, share with them if they can, help them to share their problems with you, and build a good relationship, a bridge of confidence and trust. Listen patiently to what they say. Usually, when we go to witness and knock the doors on the many people, always most of the people, even everyone, we like to talk, but we do not give opportunity to the people who talk with us, to talk with us. We need to hear what they say. You talk to them about Jesus Christ, listen to them. They need somebody to listen to them and to what they say. The another thing is explain the gospel in simple way. Very simply. What we mean by that? Muslims, they like stories. I think you heard in the thousand years ago, many stories like Alaeddin, Sindbad. The Arab, they like that. They like stories. And I think the best two parable we will be able to share with the Muslims is the parable of the prodigal son and the good Samaritan. And explain the gospel in simple way. Tell them about the parable of Jesus Christ as a stories. tell them about how God treat any sinner come back to him, that prodigal son. Tell them how God love them, even they are bad people and not good people and dirty people. That's the Good Samaritan. And try to bring some parable from the Bible to explain to them the gospel in simple way. Don't make the matter complex to them. Make it easy. Explain the gospel very simply. Focus on the position of Jesus in the Quran. We talk about that in the morning. We talk about 4 points: the virgin birth, the holy names. He is the Word of God. He is the Spirit of God. He is the advocate in the day of judgment. And then we talk about miracles. He opened the eyes of the one who born a blind from his birth. He raised the dead. He healed the lepers. And focus on the position of Christ. This is very important, as I mentioned this today, that this matter bring me to Jesus Christ. I accept Jesus Christ as a savior because what I read about him in the Quran. And I put that in the Jesus in the Quran. I put it here. He is the Word of God. And then the number near, that's where is in the Quran. He is born of a virgin. He is born of the Holy Spirit. He spoke at his birth. Muslim believe Jesus, he spoke at his birth. Of course, we do not believe in that. We do not know Muslim from where they bring it. Maybe from some Catholic people or from... he is strengthened by the Holy Spirit. He is the blessed one in every place and everywhere. The Quran said about Christ, he is the blessed one. And he is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies. He is alive, as I mentioned today. Muslim, they don't believe Jesus crucified, but his way to the cross, God lift him alive to heaven, according to the tradition of Muslims. He is alive. He is a creator. Muslim believe he create a bird from the dust. I think that's coming from some, what they called it, some gospel which the church does not believe. I don't know what they call it, like the Apocrypha, or there is many gospel written, but the church is not agree this is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Because one time I saw a movie in the TV a long time ago, maybe 6 years. The movie was in Spanish language. It is Mexican movie. And the Mexican movie show that Jesus, when he was young, maybe 10 years, he took dust and put it in his hand, and the dust changed to bird. And the Muslim believe in that. I think because Muhammad, as I mentioned, he has very strong relationship with the pastor of Catholic Church in Mecca. And the Catholic, they have those story. And I saw the movie in the TV. It was a Spanish channel, and they have the advertise about that movie, and I was very surprised. And they show Jesus, he created a bird from the dust. And I think this is in the Catholic stories or something like that. He is the advocate, as I mentioned today, advocate in the day of judgment. He performed miracles. He is without sin, but Muhammad needed his sin to be forgiven. This is the most important things about Jesus in the Quran. Jesus in the Quran. And this is what we talk about, some of that in the morning. And we need to focus on that when we reach the Muslims. The another things in the as you see in the screen, is answer objections with gentleness and kindness. And sometimes, of course, when we talk to the Muslim about Christ, they will have objections. But we need to answer them in good way, in gentleness and kindness. But in the same time, we need to ask the Muslim, how do you know the gospel is not true? Because the Muslim, they learn something that the gospel corrupted, changed. Have you read it? And we can give the New Testament or the Bible, even in English or Arabic. We have many of that. Even we print now in Bearing Precious Seed in Ohio, a New Testament, Arabic and English. King James and Van Dyke in Arabic in one book. And we have many in Detroit. But I do not bring with me. And you need to encourage the Muslim to read the Bible, the gospel. How you can know if God forgive you? Do you have insurance about forgiveness? Do you have the assurance that God forgive all your sins? Muslim cannot answer these questions because the Quran does not indicate about any assurance. Do you have eternal life? And this is very important. Muslim will say to you, I cannot go to heaven. If God willing, I will go. But if God, he did not will to go, or his will is to go to hell, I will go to hell. They don't have assurance about eternity. And that's the reason we need to ask them these questions. And we explain that why in this morning, because Muslims, they believe in the good deeds. They believe there is no need for salvation. There is no need for redemption. There is no need for anything that God do to them. They will be able to go to God and they did good works and good deeds. They believe in the good deeds. And they believe in the day of judgment, God will scale the good deeds with the bad deeds and send that one to paradise or to hell. And we explain there's the only one who guarantee the paradise is the one who killed in war or killed to kill another people, like which are non-Muslims, which they are Jews or Christian. The another things we need to reason and don't have argument. Argument will help to lose the Muslim. The argument is not good. We need, even the Muslim become angry, we need to finish the conversation and meet with him another time. But reason, don't argue. Argument is not good, create a lot of problems between the one who witness and the Muslim. Respect their custom and sensitivities. Respect their custom. What we mean by respect their custom? Muslims have different customs. They are not similar to the custom in America. They have different. Like example, Muslim, according to the Quran, forbidding for them to eat ham and pork. That's command from their God. These meats is dirty. You cannot eat that. If you eat that, you will go to hell. If you eat ham and pork. And if you connect yourself with Muslims, you cannot invite your Muslim friend to your home and cook ham, because that will be stumbling block to him. And we need to respect their customs. This is what we mean by to study the custom, to study the culture, what they like, what they don't like, and what they are sensitive to any things, and how we can treat them very well and not become a stumbling block to them. The another thing is never attack the person of Muhammad, but do not accept him as a prophet. Don't attack prophet of Muhammad. When I started my ministry in Detroit back in 1991, I ordained in 1991 and then I started my ministry from my house. Always when I go to visit Muslims, they ask me, what do you think about Muhammad? This is very difficult questions to answer. What do you think about Muhammad? And we need to answer them in gentle way, in very wisdom, that I do not come to talk to you about Muhammad. I come to talk to you about Christ. This is not my business to tell you about Muhammad. But don't accept him as a prophet. Never attack him and never accept him as a prophet. Because some Muslims, they will tell you, he is a prophet like Moses, like David, like Jesus. Muhammad come to accomplish which Jesus cannot do it. This is what they believe. Because Moses come and Jesus come and then Muhammad, he is the seal of the prophets. And we need to be very careful about this questions. The another things we need to be consistently in prayer. We need to pray for them. This is the most important things. If you have a friend, a Muslim friend, and you reach him, give him some literature, Bibles, continue to pray for him, and God will move his heart and do miracle in his life. And this is from my experience in Michigan. We have a lot of Muslims. They were very strong in their faith. I know a Muslim from, his name Hassan. And he is from Lebanon. I met him in a church, American church, one time when we used a church in Royal Oak many years ago. And his wife, she is American, and he started to come, and when I give him some books, and he saw me one day in Hazel Park near the post office, he tried to hit me and fight with me. But God changed his heart. He is now a very good, wonderful Christian. I have a program with him every other Saturday in ABN. He led the program, and God changed his heart and baptized and became a very good Christian. But constantly in a prayer. We need to pray. We need to pray for them. Pray from all your heart, and God will move their hearts and help them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Think this is this is just verse from this is the most important things in how to lead Muslim to Christ, but most of important is to focus on Jesus Christ and the Quran, and then we need to follow the another steps. Which time we need to finish, Pastor? Yeah. If you have any questions, we can have a time of questions now until maybe 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And about yesterday and today, what I said, general things. If you have any questions, I am ready to answer. Really, really depend on the society he live. Like I give you example, Lebanon is a country which 50%, maybe 60% Christian, which we talk about Christian generally, Catholic and Greek Orthodox and Baptist and Muslim in Lebanon. He go to church. He practice. Even some Muslims, they practice everything in the church, but they still Muslims. But if you reach a Muslim from Lebanon, that's different to reach Muslim from Yemen. Yemen, he never met a Christian because there is no church there. He never know who is the Christian, what they worship, what their church look like. That's depend on the culture he raised. We have some people, they came to know the Lord in 3 months. We have people that came to know the Lord in 1 year. And they became member in the church, baptized. Most of the Muslim which I win them to Christ, they ask about baptism after we teach them about baptism, and they baptize and they become member in the church. But that depend on the culture where he raised, which country, and different. Any other questions in your mind about our seminar from yesterday and today? I hope everything is clear. I hope you understand me very well, even if I have accent. But yes, I think we need to start with them with the Gospel of Luke. Most of, and then we get. Encourage them to read the Gospel of John. Don't try not to give to the Muslims the whole Bible. Give them the Old and New Testament only. Because there is many things in the Old Testament, they do not like it. They do not believe in it. Because Muslim, they believe the prophets, they are perfect people. They never committed sin. And when they hear that David, he fall in the sin, that's not acceptable by their mind. Yes. Yeah, really you need to read them some scripture and the gospel when Jesus said, God, we worship our God. To only God you need to worship, and the only one you need to bow yourself in front of God, and our God is only God. We have a lot of verses. And explain to him that we do not worship three gods. The Trinity in the Quran is not our Trinity. Because the Trinity in the Quran is Mary and Father and Son. There is no Holy Spirit. This is what Muhammad learned from the Catholic. But if you tell them that, like example, the sun, the water, is that like the sun is light and power, and but it is the same, and also the water is ice and vapor and water, but all of them the same things. Like try to bring to them some example about Trinity. They need a time to accept that, but they need to know that the Christian do not believe in three gods, in one God, and we have a lot of verses in the Bible. Yes. Yeah, usually if we go to the business, it's difficult. You need to invite them to your home, or maybe invite them to ask them to come to your house. No. I don't think they get suspicious about that. But just ask them, please come and let us drink tea and drink. Muslim, they are very social people. They like to get together. They like to eat together. And, you know, part of our ministry in Detroit, since we started in 1991, hospitality. Hospitality is very important in Arabic culture. Yeah, you will come. Yes. Yeah, they believe Mary is a holy woman, And even they mention to her name in the Quran many times. And Muslim, they like Mary very much. Even they put their picture. If you go to some Muslim home, you will see, you will be very surprised to see the picture of Mary. But Muhammad, he think that we are worship Mary, and this is mentioned in the Quran. But doesn't reflect the position of the women in the Islam, because they believe the woman is not equal to man. And that's the reason they don't allow them to pray with them, or they always mention to the wife of Muhammad, and they said she is the best woman on the earth, but they respect Mary very much. But that doesn't go to the position of the woman. And they believe Mary is just a holy woman. God choose her. It is written in the Quran, God choose woman Mary to be the mother of Christ. Yes, yes, we have many of them. We have a Muslim friend. He work now in, there is a place they sell lights in 8 Mile and Schaefer, and they call it Morris. There's a man, his name Ismail. They call him Sam. I win him to Christ 10 years ago, baptized him in Grace Baptist Church in Warren. And he became minister now, and God used him in a mighty way. He go around all the nationwide, preach, have TV program, radio program, and we have many of them which is qualified to be ministers, and we ordained 2 of them. Yes, many of them have a desire to serve the Lord. Yes, that's you mean when you meet a Muslim and give him your testimony? No, if you tell them that I was like, do not believe, I live not good life, but Jesus one day changed me, and tell them about your testimony, they will listen. Even you are not from Muslim background. Of course, the Muslim background is more effective to them if they see somebody from their background. But if you tell them your testimony, that will encourage them to see how Jesus is powerful to change the heart of the human being. Any questions? Yes. Infidel. Yeah, they call infidel about in the time of Muhammad about the Jews and the Christian. But now they don't use it in the present time. They said this is a word belong to the people who worship idols, which are atheists in Arabic Peninsula in that time. But the radical people, they call the Jews and Christian infidel. And that's the reason what happened in September 11.
So most of the Arabs that live around here, would that have an issue with that?
Yeah, they don't. Just the radical Muslims, they believe in that. But they love Christian, even in Middle East, that they visit each other, they like each other, but something happened in Lebanon and Iraq to help this problems became big. But they used to live together, and as I mentioned, in Lebanon, even many Muslims go to the church, and even they are not converted, but they go to church and attend the service. I want to mention about the books also again. Use this opportunity to take some of these books. You will enjoy reading these books that will help you to understand the difference between Christianity and Islam. Especially we have a book on the table written by missionary in Germany, Mark Buckman. And I wrote the foreword for that. Very good book to tell you how to witness to Muslims. I talk with Brother Matt because really we love you very much. You are part of our ministry. I want to ask you to pray for several needs in our ministry. We have many needs now. Our ministry has become big. We have now people, we help them in Syria. We have people in Kurdistan. We start to have two TV programs, one in Arabic country, one here in Detroit, cover America with ABN. We have a lot of needs in our ministry. We thank you for your support, but we still have a lot of needs, and pray for us so that the Lord will help us to continue in our ministry, because we have a lot of pressure on us, especially in the TV and the radio, about our needs to... We found very difficult to continue sometimes, but we need your prayers and ask the Lord how you can help us more and more in the TV and the radio. And the TV and the radio is very important. Our TV program reach around 300 million people in Arabic countries. And every time I go to Syria, Jordan, Egypt, Morocco, Iraq, they will watch our program. And we have difficulties, to continue in the TV. But God give us strength, and we need you to help us as you can, because we have a lot of needs in our ministry. This is what I want you to pray for me and my family and our health and our TV, our radio in Detroit, so that the Lord will use everything for his glory. Any other questions about our ministry? If you have questions about our ministry, about what we are doing, and what if you have questions about the seminar, we are ready to answer. Yes.
With the Muslims celebrating Ramadan, when the Muslims go to Dearborn here to sacrifice the lamb, I guess. Is it the lamb or the sheep?
No, the lamb, the sheep, after the Ramadan finished, not now.
Right, at the end.
And the festival, it will come after Ramadan, festival for 3 days called Festival of Breaking.
Right.
And they, but they don't, sometimes they do it in this festival, but they need to wait the festival after the pilgrimage. They kill the animals.
Okay, what is the pilgrimage?
Sorry?
What is the pilgrimage?
Pilgrimage to Mecca, when they go and visit...
Oh, that's right. When they go to
the holy ground of Mecca. We talk about that today in the Sunday school.
I'm sorry.
Pilgrimage, one of the pillars to Islam. We have many pillars. We have confession of faith. We have the prayer. We have fasting, we have almsgiving, we have pilgrimage and holy war. Pilgrimage, Muslims once a time in their life, they need to go to Mecca and visit the grave of Muhammad, stone the devil, visit the well of Hagar, and kill the lamb there. If somebody cannot travel to Mecca because of financial pressure, he needs to kill the animal in his homeland.
What does that do for them to go to Mecca?
The animal is to, you mean the lamb they kill is similar to the lamb that Abraham offered, God offered to Abraham to sacrifice, of course, to their belief, to sacrifice Ishmael. Okay. Because Muslim, they don't believe the son of promise is Isaac. Right. They believe the son of promise is Ishmael. And when they kill the lamb, that's to remind them about what God did with Ishmael. You understand what?
Yes.
Yes.
When they are sacrificing the lamb, that's to represent their sin, right?
Yeah, this is for forgiveness of sins.
Okay.
But they did it in the big festival. They have two festivals. They call the first one small, the second one big. The first one come after Ramadan. The second one come after pilgrimage.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was something else I was going to... What verses would we use to show them about Jesus not just dying on the cross, but his resurrection? Or in the Quran? Is there anything in the Quran that we could use?
No. The Quran indicated that when the Roman soldiers took Jesus, God, he did not like his prophet to suffer and to die a shameful death. God put the image on Judas. Roman soldier took Judas, crucify him, and God lift Jesus alive to heaven. He is living person now.
So how can we help?
They don't believe resurrection. They don't believe resurrection. But there is some verses in the Quran indicate that Jesus died.
Okay,
he said, peace upon you when you born and when you die and when God will send you alive again. There is a verse in the Quran. They believe Jesus is died, but no explanation how he died. There is a lot of contradiction in the Quran. Like they said, Jesus God left him alive, and then they said he died. But they believe general things that he is not crucified.
Could you tell us what those verses are that's in the Quran?
In the Quran?
Yes, the references for him.
References about what?
About Jesus.
There is references, but I really do not remember the number. But the verse said, they don't kill him, they don't crucify him. God lift him up alive to heaven.
Oh.
I think it is in the book of Islam and Muhammad and the Quran by Dr. Labib Mikael. And also I mentioned to that in my book also. Yes. He is alive in the book number 4, verse 158. 4 is the number of the book. The first number is mentioned to the book because we cannot put the name of the books. The name of the books in the Quran is very difficult name. We cannot translate it even to English. It is different. That's the reason we put the number of the book. Any other questions or...
If God is not a forgiving God in the Quran, how then does the lamb cause us forgiveness? But does that not come from their Allah then?
They believe God is forgiving God, but they don't know how God can deal with their sins, in which way. That's the reason they kill the animal so that the God will accept this lamb for forgiveness. But they don't know how God can deal with their sins. They believe most of all, if they do good works, God will waive the bad works. Because there is a verse in the Quran said, the good works cancel the bad works, or waive. Any questions in your mind about what we said? And the most important things we need really to equip with knowledge about this religion. That season really I came, spent maybe 2 days with you, and to help you to be have a good knowledge so that you can reach the Muslim in Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor because we know that they have many Islamic mosques, many Islamic center, and we encourage you, if you need anything like literature, we have a lot of tracts on the table. If you like to take tracts and give it away in Arabic and English, and also we are ready to provide you, if you need, send you by the mail any tracts or any New Testament or any gospel, and pray for us, as I mentioned, and we need your prayers. We have a lot of needs in our ministry, and we need your help. We ask you to look to the books and take some of the books. If you have friends, you can take some of my book and give it to them like a gift to read it, my testimony. Okay, thank you very much. God bless you, and may the Lord give us good time in the fellowship when we eat the pizza.